This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You see the money those drivers make?
You were telling me, yeah, it's big money. Not surprising. See all those high-end sponsors?
Yeah, but I would have never known. You're talking about, I saw some of those guys making $65 million.
You got to watch the show. Now that you're into it, you got to watch the show on Netflix. It's awesome.
They're pretty good, man.
It's really a good show.
They're pretty good.
And they didn't shy away, so I'm watching the new season now. They didn't shy away from any of the stuff, remember, that happened with Christian Horner, the Red Bull?
You know,
team chief, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
He had the whole, you know, thing with the, what do they call that, workplace misconduct type thing?
Oh, I don't know.
So yeah, well, he had that issue with, they talked about it in the show, like it was, they didn't shy away from it.
I was surprised so Piastri and Norris both talked after the race about how aggressive Max Verstappen is racing. I didn't know that. I would never know. So, yeah, man, you got to be, dude, if he close, he's going, like, okay, I get it. By the way, the Red Bull car finished fourth, and the McLaren cars end up dominating one and two in that race. And
Have a favorite team now? Do you have a team that you like?
No.
No?
No.
I just want everyone to have a good time?
So I don't know enough, man, to, like, have a favorite.
Yeah, that's all right. But you do notice that
I don't mean it
fans
is a
out
shot.
There fans out there are very passionate.
No,
they're very into it.
You know, by the way, the color of shirt they're wearing.
There were a lot of McLaren orange out there, papaya, whatever they call it. How bad are the Ferraris, though? Lewis Hamilton, man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Hey, he hit the jackpot, didn't he? Changing teams?
Yes, he did. Financial, yes.
Yes. Financial standpoint
and
the whole deal. It's an interesting sport, though. The structure, just like a team, like a.
You got to watch the show. I think you'll be fascinated by it. You got to watch the show.
I know that, but you've been saying I haven't done it. So if I haven't done it, I probably don't want to do it. I mean,
but the good news is you got a lot of time. So
no, because I just rerun all the Godfather and all the.
Yeah, but that was before you liked F1. Now you're a fan.
I like it, but I'm not getting into.
You're on the fringe of becoming a fan.
It takes a while to get used to just going around that track, man. I know there's a lot more. There's parties going on. It's high-end stuff. It's great. But those are special fans, man. They're into it. Holy smokes, they're into it by the crowd. And I know, please don't tell me. It's a lot bigger than a Super Bowl. I get it. Okay, I get it. To me, it's not bigger than a Super Bowl. But
who's saying it's bigger than the Super Bowl?
Everybody tells me. It's the biggest event we have
in town. Well, they have more people physically attend.
Yeah.
But if the Super Bowl held,
by the way,
275,000, I'm guessing they'd get that.
Hey, I want to let you know, you're using almost that whole piece of land there for people, right? I mean, you got people all different places.
Yeah, I mean, look how many people just went to the draft.
Yeah,
it's not the Super Bowl, man. It brings in more money than the Super Bowl, I think. Didn't I hear that somewhere?
I don't know.
And they probably do.
I know who it's a win for. There's a lot of people had to stay somewhere.
The Hard Rock.
Well, I'm guessing Hard Rock wins big. I'm guessing a lot of the nice hotels down in Miami did really well.
I tell you, you kept seeing that chopper. It was coming in and out, just dropping people off. They had a chopper with a big Hard Rock logo on it.
They could be coming. Those people are staying. They could be staying anywhere they want and going home after the race. They could be going up to Palm Beach or, yeah, that's a whole different deal of amount of people with serious cash. So anyway, besides all that stuff and what we got going on here with the Panthers and Marlins, Panthers up in Toronto for game one, and Marlins getting ready to face the best show, and they know about this. They just played them. Dodgers just scored a ton of runs against them. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, and Hernandez, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of other guys hitting 300 in that lineup too. That thing is just absolutely loaded. So the Marlins play them. So if you want to go out, I tell you the best thing you do, though, if you're going out and you need a little baseball fix and see the Ohtani show, everybody has told me the batting practices are ridiculous. His batting practices, he hits the ball unknown to anybody not named Mark McGwire on steroids. Like, seriously, they're going places never seen by mankind. So Woody, you got to see the show. You got to see it. You got to see one of those. Those crazy games at the end of the year when he
won. So the 50-50 game.
What did he have? He had
three home runs or
three
something?
Three home runs, like, but didn't he have 10 or 12
RBIs? Yeah.
Some stupid amount.
Well, it got silly at the end, though, that game. Because remember they brought the first baseman over to start pitching? And he lobbed it in there like
he
it was
threw
coach
a batting,
pitch or something.
Yeah.
Like,
did you say coach pitch?
I mean, my
funny.
God,
that was
man.
Funny. I mean, we're still at T-ball, man. We haven't gotten to the coach pitch. That's next.
No, he just he knocked the cover off a few of those. The 50th, though, unfortunately, he hit out to left field. Remember that?
Yeah.
So the first one he hits into the the stratosphere up in
what
that upper
ever
deck.
Hear, what did we ever hear about the
– The ball?
Yeah.
Ah, man, those lawsuits take a lot of time. I don't know. It's a great question.
Weren't they talking about dividing the money with everybody got their hand on the ball? Like, hey, this is...
I guess they must have done that, though, right? Because the ball got sold. Remember that company bought it and they were going to put it on display in, like, I don't know, somewhere in Japan or something?
Yeah, you're right. It was a Japanese company.
Yeah, they bought the ball. So they're put, like... That, by the way, stuff like that should be displayed.
I agree.
Should be in the Hall of Fame, not at some company's headquarters, but...
I agree.
The problem is there's a huge market for that kind of stuff.
Hey, you see it when they get close and all those people want to get that home run, it gets a little ugly out there.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a memorabilia push like there was on Ohtani around that 50-50. I mean, the amount of crap they put out.
Wasn't everything he touches right now? He's got two big baseball markets. He's got the one here and he's got the one back in Japan.
But they came out with Topps Now had cards. They came out with box sets of 50-50 Ohtani cards that people were buying, really high-end expensive stuff. Just nuts, man.
Woody, we got to get you in that business, man. I'm telling you right now, we need to you love that card business.
I do love the card
business. Where's speaking of Tom Brady and Mahomes, that picture, what's their stuff look like right now as far as the,
good.
The GOAT and both,
good.
Both
very
strong?
Very good. Very strong, yes.
Yeah.
Brady's stuff, great.
I don't know.
You know, the Brady stuff is too, man. A lot of that older stuff is more rare. There's obviously going to be a lot more Mahomes. There's a lot of stuff now, and there will be continue to be more.
Well, I got news for you. I think the TB12 health products are doing very well, too, as I've noticed at my house. I saw a powder, TB12.
Oh, your family's buying that stuff, huh?
Electrolytes, powder, protein powder.
Hmm. Is it working?
I haven't gotten any. They told me don't take it.
Really?
You get
paid
your own.
For it, though, right?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm a TB. We're in business together.
You're a team player.
You didn't even know we're in business together.
If you see him, ask him for an autograph. I mean, it's very expensive.
Tom Brady stuff?
Yeah. Very expensive. His signature, without checking right now, it's got to be well over $1,000 on Fanatics.
Well, listen. I know they got the commercial. He's
Mahomes
the GOAT.
Stuff is similar, too.
He is the GOAT. What he did. And we'll see how long Mahomes can go and see what happens there. And hey, you think Mahomes is the second-best quarterback, speaking of that picture, of all time?
Between him and Brady? Jeez. So Brady is obviously more accomplished. But Mahomes, I believe, is the better player.
I didn't say Brady's one. I asked who's number
what,
two.
What are you talking? Because you obviously can't compare the championships, right?
No, I said
Brady. So that's obvious. That's not a debate.
Brady's got every number.
But if you're asking
There's no debate.
If you're asking me who the better player is or was, I think Mahomes is the more talented player, don't you?
Well, there's probably going to be a lot of guys people say are more talented.
No, but, I wouldn't agree with that.
Oh, no.
Brady was tremendous.
But there's people physically that had more. And Tom Brady would tell you this. But Tom Brady's got every stat that says I'm the GOAT.
He does. That's Mahomes it. Will catch him, though, I would imagine.
You better get ready to play a long-ass time.
Think?
I don't know. Brady played to 45. And
he's in the Super Bowl every year.
First of all,
I mean,
Tom Brady put up numbers. I think he's got all the passing numbers in 3 years at Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He never really had
away
off
from
years.
Brady. Did I just? I find Mahomes to just be a better overall player. Like, if you're asking me if I had to have a guy start one game, that's tough too. Like, if you could pick one quarterback to start one game for you,
all I'm saying is
because those guys didn't do a lot of losing.
There's a couple of guys in my mind. They're the greatest of all time. That's not up for debate.
All right, what's your list?
Well, I don't do it a lot of positions because it's too open.
Well, keep it quarterback. That's what we're talking about.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Championships.
Yes.
Numbers.
I don't think it's a debate.
Dun-dun! That was a mic dropping.
Now, will Mahomes catch him? Yes, I think he will.
Well, it's going to be a long-ass time.
Well, maybe
it's going to be a long-ass time.
It might not be. Guy's in the Super Bowl every year until someone stops him.
Gonna be a long ass time, Woody. Let's see.
And God
let's
forbid they put a little bit of weapons, around him too.
Let's see. Tom Brady did it damn near the whole time. And by the way, guy handpicked the right team to go play for too, mm-hmm. for three more years. That wasn't exactly a big drop off from that. And then the second one for me is Jerry Rice. We got all these receivers down here that are goating each other to death. Hey, goat. And I see Tyreek called Antonio Brown goat. I was like, goat? You want to go see the goat? Go out to the Northern California, the Bay Area. Jerry Rice would love to say hello to you. Maybe he'll spend some time with you. T.O.'s up here in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, Randy Moss and I. No. Hey, listen, great. You guys were athletic, freakish, could do unbelievable things. Again, look at Jerry Rice. Look at numbers. Tom Brady all over again.
I'm with you on that.
And Jerry
one.
Rice didn't run. He didn't run 4-3, and he didn't go jump over the rim and dunk it and play in basketball games. That dude just and showed up as big in friggin' Super Bowls and playoff games.
No, what Jerry Rice did is very impressive because, again, like you have guys that you would obviously take. I don't know if you take over him.
By the way, there's more
Calvin
games
Johnson,
now.
There's more games Justin now. Justin Jefferson now.
And if guys were to play 13, 14, 15 years and put up big numbers, but Jerry Rice did it into his 40s. He went to the Raiders and did it.
Texas said Brady's record for most games suspended for cheating is safe. No one's touching that.
It doesn't matter.
Joe Montana said Marino's the best quarterback and Brady's the most accomplished.
Yes.
Still stick with that.
But that goes to the
Did Marino
most
have the best arm out of any quarterback you've ever watched?
No.
Who's best arm?
The best arm? Now, you're talking quickest release from A to B, yes. Point A to point B. Because,
by the way, wouldn't Josh Allen be in that conversation?
Well, there's a guy that was drafted the first overall pick that everybody won in Marino's draft. It's hard for me to imagine.
Mm.
John Elway had a Josh Allen arm.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes
arm. Like that. But Josh Allen's got to be the strongest arm you've seen, right? In person?
Well.
I mean, that thing is like, that guy's getting knocked back and he still throws the ball 60 yards.
Yeah, no, listen.
Like his,
the guys are weatherproof. I get it. Those two guys are weatherproof.
You own that, by the way, weatherproof. That's all you.
So. Thank you.
Mahomes is an athlete playing quarterback. Brady was a quarterback. This guy says, in my humble opinion. I don't know about that, man. Mahomes would throw the hell out of the ball, too.
Yeah, and by the way, Tom Brady
Mahomes
had a strong
isn't second
arm.
To too many when it comes to throwing the ball, though.
Tom Brady played in that crappy weather, just to
he
be
did.
Fair to Tom Brady.
Brady wasn't a huge, Josh Allen, aired out 60 yards down the field guy.
He did with
Brady
Randy
was
Moss.
A dink and dunker.
No, he didn't. He not when Randy Moss is there.
Yeah, for
Look
a little
at that
bit.
Year. Look
but
at
Brady,
that year.
Brady was big on that short game deal. That's
what
that's
he had
fine.
To work with.
I know.
He did the old double tight end a lot there with the Gronkster.
I don't know that Mahomes, I'm putting him second to too many when it comes to arm strength.
No, I said that picture. Like, a lot of people think they're one and two.
And Mahomes doesn't even run until the playoffs.
There's a lot of people already think those are the top two quarterbacks to ever play the game. And Mahomes probably going to play 10 more years. I don't know if he's 30 yet. He might still be in his 20s.
Someone said it's easy to get stats and you play for 30 years.
Well, that's part of the deal, though.
Another person said Joe's mic drop sounded like he got electrocuted, not a mic drop sound. You did fail on the mic drop.
Well, I don't have anything to drop.
You
could
smash your forehead on the mic. It would make the sound.
All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running real late. No. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, and you guys are pretty smart out there. If you play a long time, yes, you're going to have great numbers.
It's a very fair.
But he played at a high level. It's not some guy that wasn't George Blanda at the end and was kicking and just to play till he was.
He did. Now, who's to say Mahomes won't play? If Mahomes plays another 10 years, he will pass Brady, at the very least in Super Bowls, I would think.
I think you better. Okay. Oh, the Super Bowls.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
I think guys care about numbers, too.
Mahomes, his numbers will be fine. They'll be just fine when he's all said and done.
I wish all these wide receivers down here quit calling each other GOAT, though. You're the GOAT. Yeah. Taking a little jabs at Jerry. Jerry Rice kind of hard.
Hey, man, guys can be.
And by the way, Jerry Rice played. He's another. I think he might have played 20 years. Remember, he went to the end of his career to Oakland and played in a Super Bowl with Oakland. They played Tampa Bay, actually, and lost. All right, we got to go to break for real this time. Time to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and Low T for all you old schoolers who remember all those guys that played. Listen, if you're going through it right now, it's okay, man. It's normal. Matter of fact, check that. Doesn't matter. Happens to every guy sooner or later. Low T followed by ED. First, those low T numbers start to drop, and you're going, man, am I tired all the time? I am foggy. I feel like I'm hungover, and I don't even drink. I feel no, and I'm starting to snap on everybody around me and go, oh, yeah, that's definitely low T. That's all part of low T. Welcome to the low T family, and then ED. Yeah, your sex drive is gone. That's one guys don't like to talk about. We don't mind talking about low T, but, man, don't mention ED. That means I can't, you know what, get it done in the bedroom anymore. Well, that's embarrassing. That's a hard one to go through. But, boy, I had full-blown everything, and it sucked, man. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. The right way, the professional way, the safe way, ED and low T. Good night, Loretta. You're done with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You are done. Once you go there, man, with 6 locations in South Florida, you're going to get great results fast. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. You tell them what's going on. They look at your numbers. They put you on a program that is almost guaranteed for you to work immediately. Great results. And I don't know about you, but as you go through this, I would think you'd like to keep it going and feel young and turn back the clock. If you do, 877-455-7300. I had unbelievable results. 877-455-7300. Set up the first appointment. It's the most important one. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, let you know our event is coming up this Friday at Tabacona Plantation Walk, 6 o'clock. Just show up, and we'll let you in there, Joe.
Just show up.
21 and up. No registration is needed. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Tabacone Plantation Walk. It is presented by our friends at Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall.
I call it great bonding. It's just bonding. We'll all be out there, the whole QAM team.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bo called me and said, hey, man, I'm coming. I said,
really?
Yeah. Big Bo likes coming out there. He'll be out there.
Hit him with some of that Milpina stuff when you're out there. He loves that.
Why don't you do it? I want you to stand out there and talk to everybody so everybody can. Chris Atkins is fantastic. Can't thank him enough, as always, for being involved with all our stuff. And they do such a great job out there with everything. Buick, Cadillac, Chevy, the whole works, man, and it gets behind all our stuff at WQM. So anyway, Leroy, all three shows, everybody.
You can't name all of the
I can't.
People, can you?
I did that. And
somebody said this to us the other day. They asked if you had a beef with Tobin because you never mentioned him by name.
No, Tobin and I are close.
I know. I wrote that back. Like, I was like, no, he just sometimes he forgets names.
No, I started, then I forgot Solana, and then I forgot Tobin. Then I forgot, and then I don't mention the other people on the shows. And I go, oh, so we're not on the show enough? We're not big enough figures? And I was like, that's why I need to just say all the shows will be there. So
there are people to this day that we've worked with for many years. You still call them bro.
I do.
Which is okay. I mean,
too many people.
It's tough, man.
Too many people. You ought to see when they keep adding all these new bodies and new faces on these teams. They walk by us on the planet. So yeah. You have any idea who that is? You have any idea who that is? Bo's got to interview him after
games.
Yes, maybe
he should know.
And he's like, well, it's the same guys.
Yeah.
same six or seven guys come out.
This guy called Brady a stat compiler. So a player plays forever. He's called a stat compiler. If Marino played as many years as Brady, he'd smash all those records.
Yeah, but that so part of that deal is, listen, Danny's my guy, and most of those guys all think Dan Marino's the greatest. They do.
Where does he come in on this one? You must have had this conversation with him.
Yeah, of course.
Is he a Brady guy?
I think he's a big Brady. He's a big Mahomes guy. Big on both those guys.
Yeah.
But he understands, like, numbers because those guys played and got big numbers. He will be the first to tell you the rule's a little different for quarterbacks today than they used to be, which everybody understands. But listen, he's got gifts that nobody else had. He was weatherproof, had a weatherproof arm with a quick release, and you're going, well, he didn't move that well, so you could blitz him. No, you blitz him, you pay. He was getting rid of the ball quickly. You know, it's so funny. Joe Klecko was talking about him like, I almost had him a zillion friggin' times. I beat the tackle, and I'm right there, and bam, the ball's gone right over my shoulder, and they're throwing the ball down the field. But, you know, Danny's going to be the first one to tell you, I didn't win a Super Bowl. And you're talking about guys the Super Bowl played, and he started to break down. He started to break down.
We played in a brutal era.
He got hit low from behind. He had a ton of knees.
There's no question his career would have been longer.
It wasn't
numbers
even
would
his
have been
arm.
Better
it wasn't his
if
arm.
He played in this
It was
day
all
and
the knee operations. And by the way, I mean, some of them got botched. He had surgeries that got botched, man. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus and looking.
Yeah, you're right. Though.
One guy's dead. That did one.
How you talk about? Oh, that he got.
He got him.
Marino, huh?
He got him once. He never got him again.
But now the doctors. I mean, you know the doctors these days.
Yeah, but he didn't.
These guys
have
are back in a week after an ACL.
So, anyway, man, I'm not getting into his stuff. But look at those guys in Elway. Now all of a sudden, you know, we're not talking about John Elway, who also did win a couple championships with a running game at the end of his career. I don't know. Everybody's got different favorite guys, right? That in every city, a lot of people like their guy. But I got to tell you, man, for 20 friggin' years, the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins could not knock off Tom Brady. 20 years. I hope that doesn't happen again. That will put me. If Josh Allen does the same thing, I'm going right to my. I'm
he
going
kind
right
of
to
is.
My grave. I know, but it's only been 5 or 6.
That's gonna kill you.
Well, that's I'm going to run out of years.
Out of all the stuff in your life?
We bring here today for Joe and Joseph. Not a great Christian kid, but let's do this today as Joe lived through Tom Brady for 20 and Josh Allen, he never saw anyone.
I don't want you to die of a broken heart because of the Dolphins.
That was supposed to be a priest. That was a terrible priest I just did. Sorry,
was
Father.
Is that what
Ed.
That was supposed to be?
Well, yeah, the guys that do it, you know, I just.
Do they have voices like that?
No. Just trying to be different. Trying to be entertaining. It wasn't very good.
It was good.
Not my best. But I just don't I don't take away from what Tom Brady's done.
You can't. I get people don't like him. I completely understand that. He terrorized you for 2 decades. But man, I mean, the
you
guy
remember
was...
when he was like 38 and he go, and they're going, Tom, how long are you going to play? And he goes, till I'm 45. And we went, get out. And I remember going, get out of here, Tom.
I remember it well because I remember Ben Volen wrote that article about Brady. You remember that article?
No.
Where he said that they have to move on from
I can't
Brady.
Can't remember names. I sure the hell can't remember that.
True. You know who Ben Volen is?
Yeah.
He wrote
you know Benny?
Yeah, he wrote an article about Brady, and he said, you know, Brady's washed, he's done, it's time to move on, and they went and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Then everybody's going.
They did that a lot with Brady. They threw in the towel. They said, he's done, he's cooked.
And everybody thought he was just wanting to keep playing and get away from Belichick just to show him, and he goes, and the first year, he wins a Super Bowl. He had the great comeback. He has two games for me. He's got the great comeback and what he did in Tampa Bay.
Hmm. The Atlanta Super Bowl.
The Atlanta Super Bowl. I mean, he had to, once they were down by how many points? It was so stupid amount of.
The problem with that game is that.
There's no problem. He was
that's
way
known
down.
As, that's got to be known as the biggest collapse in sports history.
That's the best team in
that
NFC.
That is pathetic.
That was the best team in NFC.
No, but they did literally everything wrong.
So you're going to.
And I'm not. I don't want to take away from,
he did
from Brady that
everything
game.
Right.
I know, but
they wore him down. They ran about 90
bro,
plays.
Bro, the Falcons probably could have taken a knee every time they had the ball in the second half. They probably could have taken a knee.
They choked all over themselves. That was a
and still won. Like
they choked it up. There's a million plays you could choke it up. They turned the ball over. That was a bad one.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, if they would have taken knees and punted, they probably would have won the game.
So you're not going to give him any credit because
he gets a lot of credit. Okay. But that's still known as one of the great all-time collapses.
Feel like I'm doing
not
New
the
England,
great
feel
all-time
like I'm doing
collapse.
Boston sports talk here now, man.
And wasn't that them with the Seahawks with the bad call? The Marshawn
Yeah, but
Lynch?
That seems to happen. I didn't know they're going to be stupid. That was the dumbest one of all.
You know why?
That wasn't a choke. That was just stupid.
It's because these teams get all the bounces. It happened with the Patriots with Brady.
Will you stop with
and
the
it's
bounces?
Happening with Mahomes.
You got to stop
get
with
all the bounces.
You got to stop with the bounce. Seriously, stop with the bounces.
But we're just talking
stop
about it right
now.
Stop
with the bounces.
We're talking about it right now. You
great
know
teams,
that.
Great teams get bounces.
So you're admitting that they do. There you go.
You know, I don't talk to you about stuff. I don't know why I do. I'm going to break here. Seriously. All right, we got a lot more stuff.
I didn't. At least I didn't give the officials. Oh, yeah, I didn't say that they get all the calls.
Call. Well, they changed the rule. I was waiting. I swear to God, I've been waiting for somebody. You know, Tom Brady got can't hit quarterbacks low like Marino got in. And because Tom Brady got, remember, he missed a whole year. Didn't he get hurt in like the
he
first
did,
game?
And I'm guessing they would have changed that rule regardless.
Yes.
At some
and
point.
Matter of fact, Patrick Mahomes and the guys are going, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
For doing. Matter of fact, when they're having a drink together the other night, he goes, hey, Tom, I didn't have a chance to thank you. I don't know if I'm going to catch you or not, but I'm going to be able to play a lot more games because nobody can touch me because of you, and I know they can't hit me low.
Did you see where they were at, by the way?
No.
On Friday night, they were at this Carbone thing on the beach. It was $3,000 a head to eat dinner.
Must have been worth it.
What do you serve people for $3,000 a head?
Did Tom and Patrick have to pay that $3,000?
I don't know.
Or did they?
I don't know if Tom
in?
Was at that one. Oh. I know that Mahomes was there with his wife. I saw those pictures.
Patrick's but, good about taking the wife to everything. He is. He takes her. She
Carbone makes Italian
everything.
Food, right?
I don't know.
So, like, what would you serve for that sort of price?
I don't know.
Any thoughts?
I'll go to runway 84.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We'll take a quick one, man. We got more stuff to get to when we come back.
All right, time to get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is okay at the moment, but it looks like the rain might be coming in at around 2 o'clock perhaps today. Joe, I know you got some bad news.
Well, we got a little. That's okay. Nothing. Like, hey, we're good right now, man. That's all that matters. By the way, I was just talking to Tobin.
Ah, good, good. You guys okay?
Yeah, you know who
no
he
beef?
Said? No, no beef. You good, know what he said? Good. He said what to me, say? He just said, two greats quarterback, he's not ready to make Mahomes a second guy.
Like, what
Joe
do you mean?
Montana.
Okay.
He says Mahomes needs to do more.
Okay.
I think Montana's got four championships, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Sound right? I don't know. There's a couple guys that got four championships if it's the championship thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, man, today's players are going to play in their 40s. Look at already. Aaron Rodgers, 41. Now, got guys playing. Everybody's playing.
Aaron Rodgers
doesn't
play at a very high level anymore, though. Did you see there was a story about him? He was showed up at something or other, and he had like a wedding band on, but they couldn't figure out what it was.
He said he's in a serious relationship, but he doesn't want
to. Maybe he got married. Maybe he went off to Vegas and got married.
He's very, very happy. He's in a serious relationship. He said that before. Mm.
That was after the last girl came out and said that he, like, destroyed her, right?
I think that was the one that said all the nice things. He must be able to turn it on, though, man. Give that guy credit, man. He turns it on. Turns it on, and then you find out, oh, no, man. He's not what I thought he was. Gosh darn it.
What a shame.
None of us are, man. You never know. I've been called a monster myself. You never know. You never know what you're getting, man. Just never quite know for sure what you're going to get. Hey, so anyway.
Someone said for me, a bunch of people with the Brady with the cheating thing. They're bothered by it.
All right.
So Brady was the deflated footballs. That's one. I don't know how do you put any blame on him for not deflate though?
No, because Spygate's not him.
Okay.
Well, you think he's telling the crews where to go?
No, but I think he benefited from the information.
You gonna blame him for that, seriously?
No.
Did you really ask me who you're gonna blame for that?
But
that goes to the guy that's got a 24-year-old girlfriend, 100. That guy runs everything.
By the way, I can't wait to see what story comes out today about her.
What else is there? We've made her out to be one of the worst human beings of all time.
She seems very evil.
She probably...
There you go. She forced her way onto that commercial.
Whatever.
By the way, I don't believe that. Either way, like, I don't believe that. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are in that commercial. You think they get pushed around those? I mean, come on.
Peter King said all this, and I'm playing on Peter King. Here's a guy that's had full control of everything he's ever done. Do you think all of a sudden this guy is like, she goes, I want to be in that Dunkin' Donut. I want to be in a Super Bowl commercial, Bill.
Well, it depends if you believe that he's all there still. And where did that come from? Down there? One of the other shows said that to you? Something is not right.
Why? Because she's got control? Think it's the first woman here in South Florida to have control over a man or anywhere else?
We're going to find out that she changed the will to give her everything.
By the way, it's my relationship's no longer 50-50.
Can you imagine she gets all $200 million when he dies? What is that? Is that what it is? Like $200 million?
Woody, how many shots you calling in here? I'm not calling. I thought I was. I'm not calling
any shots.
Yeah, but
at least you're like married. You're in a normal relationship. That's different.
I got a feeling.
Your wife, you know, has a say in everything.
When this woman said, Bill, I think I'm really in love with you. You're the one I want to be with. I think he friggin' melted down like, I can't believe this.
I don't know. You think she really went in that Dunkin' commercial and was like, hey, Ben, hey, Matt, you don't know me, but I'm in this commercial whether you like it or not?
I don't think she went in front of everybody. I think she hit him quietly and said, hey.
She doesn't seem like the quiet type, though.
A lot of people. Why can't I get in this, too?
A lot of people.
$8 million?
Hey, that's nice real estate, man.
Yeah, but if he's worth $200, what's $8 million to him?
That's true.
Well, we're going to find out. The truth is going to be those three kids. The truth only comes out with the three kids.
Well, the truth will really come out.
It will not be the ex-wife.
When the will comes out, right?
It will be... Dad. We've been coaching with you. He's close to his daughter. I think he's close to all three of his kids.
Could you imagine? Comes out, my entire estate goes to Jordan.
It's incredible how everybody gets weird about this whole... It's an ugly side of every family. Every family when it comes to...
Well, this is an unusual circumstance.
When parents die, things get weird. I've seen on both sides of my family and... One had a little bit of money, the other had none.
No, I agree with you on that, but I just think this is a very unusual set of circumstances because you have a rich guy and you have a 20-something-year-old girl who has just kind of like inserted herself in all this and clearly has his attention, right? Like she has pull over him.
Yeah. She does. That's pretty obvious.
He seems to be doing whatever
she saw.
She
he didn't say anything when he went to talk about that relationship. She said, this is done. There's no relationship talk. No. I'm out of here, Bill. What a crazy story. And then we find out Peter King doesn't dislike anybody. Peter King hates him. I had no idea. Did you have any idea that Peter King, he had one bad relationship and he's like, I can't stand him. And I have no respect for him the way, hey, Bill, let me tell you, I write books. Let me tell you how this works.
I mean, he doesn't seem like a nice person, does he?
Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
No, he's not warm and fuzzy.
Like, he's another one of those guys that ripped the media's entire career and then went and did it until he got another job.
I got to tell you, though, Nick, for as bad a guy as he was down here and other places, he's kind of likable, Nick, now. He's great on those shows. Might still be a little feisty. I don't know. Hey, man, that's going to do it. I'm done with this stuff. Are we done with the Belichick stuff, or is there more to come from the...
No, whatever comes out today, we'll keep monitoring. She's going to do something.
Somebody, man, who's doing all this? Who's going about... Somebody's got to be going around trying to get more information about this girl's background. God, we are making her out to be evil. That's going to do it for our show. Have a nice day, everybody.